I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, we're exploring what you should really know about the U.S.-Egypt military deal. Plus, later on, a ministry leader will explain why an upcoming trip to China is about more than just ministry. Keep listening, because there's a place for you in every story. First, the U.S. government has promised $195 million in military aid to Egypt. Now, the goal is to alleviate pressure from extremist groups. But David Curry of Open Doors USA says there's another side of the deal that needs to be addressed.
The real takeaway is that when we start talking about human rights and how it's tied to American foreign policy, I think that's a good discussion, even if we have to struggle through some of these nuances and challenges of trying to get it right, because too often and for too long, we have ignored human rights in the discussion. When we're doing trillions of dollars of business over a period of time with countries that restrict Christian freedom, that are actively trying to destroy Christian presence in their country.
Curry says people need to have the opportunity to choose for themselves what to do with the gospel.
Egypt needs to consider that the American government and American people want to see people free to choose their faith, to express themselves, and try to hold those things in tension and keep a free society, but one that's safe.
So be praying that this stays at the forefront of the conversation.
If people don't have the ability to decide to change their faith or to worship freely without fear of being attacked, then it really strikes at the root of what it means to be free as a human being.
And ask God for boldness and wisdom for the church as this unfolds. Next, an Indonesian island has been hit with three powerful earthquakes since July 29th. Reports say over 400 people have died and more than 350,000 are displaced. Operation Mobilization's Ellen Schellenberg says,
I saw one report that talked about this being one of the worst earthquakes that has hit Indonesia in the last 10 years in terms of death toll and impact. Earthquakes in places where the construction is sometimes done without much government supervision and without a whole lot of like rebar or support systems means that a lot of buildings are not very secure and not built to withstand an earthquake.
Aid workers have started bringing in food, water, and medical supplies, and you can act too. Right where you are.
I think that prayer is our most powerful tool. And oftentimes in the West, we forget that maybe just because we can't physically be there or we can't give immediate physical assistance, that we think that we can't do anything, but that by praying for people, God answers our prayers and we're able to cover people and ask for protection.
We can also be praying for safety, wisdom, and God's healing for the people of Indonesia. And China Partners taking a trip to China in October. But this trip isn't just about bringing a brand new small group ministry resource to the church. It's also continuing China Partners' history in the area.
China Partner has had many years of partnership with those church leaders there in that city and in that province. And then over the last 25 years, we've also been very much involved in helping them get their new Bible school established.
It doesn't stop at the organization's past. See, Eric Berkland, president of China Partner, has family ties to the area.
It started in 1925 when my grandfather moved from Germany to Shanghai with the mission organization, which we today call OMF, Overseas Missionary Fellowship.
His grandparents ended up meeting while ministering in the same region. Thanks in part to their work, God's word took the area by storm. Today, Berkland is working with a Bible school in the same area to share the hope of Christ.
I personally am always very excited to go back to that very city where my grandparents started their mission many, many years ago.
Be praying that China Partner can continue sharing God's love in the region come October. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey today by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.